One of the greatest signs of humility that any of us can ever have is a teachable heart. In fact, without it, you can never really lead a humble life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Humility is an incredibly beautiful thing, especially, let me say, in talented or powerful people. You and I, we both find humility so attractive in others because somehow it brings their humanity to the fore. They bring themselves to our level, into our space, care for us in a way that arrogant or abrasive people never would. So, is that how other people perceive you? Come on, be honest. You have your skills, your abilities, your talents in life, things that you can do better than just about anyone you know. Do you bring those to the table in humility? Or are you prone sometimes to pummel people in pride? King David was the most powerful man in Israel back in the day. Not only did he hold the power of life and death over his subjects, but he developed a fearsome reputation as a warrior, leading Israel to victory through so many battles. Talented, powerful, and yet he prayed like this. Psalm 143, verse 10. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. That right there is a teachable heart. A heart with a deep yearning, not just to learn God's ways, but to do them. And through his long and tough experience, David knew that when he was in the center of God's will, the very Spirit of God would lead him on level ground. May you and I cry out, teach me to do your will, O God. For you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. That's his word, fresh for you today. And I would absolutely love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.